Manny Pacheco, and welcome, my friends, to an enchanting hour of forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to purchase and read that shares Americana through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will provide his usual On the Backlot report. Today we honor a national treasure. It's hard to imagine in this new century the charm of Jimmy Durante, but no one save Al Jolson was more beloved during vaudeville and as cinema became the go-to experience for the public. He was a singer, pianist, comedian, and actor. His distinctively gravelly speech, comic language butchery, jazz-influenced songs, and large nose helped make him one of the most familiar and popular personalities of the 1920s through the 1970s. Born in New York City, he began his trade in ragtime. His Broadway debut was in Showgirl in 1929, and Durante appeared in Cole Porter's The New Yorkers the following year. Two decisions made the performer an early icon. MGM paired Jimmy with Buster Keaton in a series of comedies, and he composed a novelty tune that became his theme for the rest of his life. Forgotten Hollywood remembers Inka Dinka Doo.
Once upon a time they sang the Bo-de-yo-yo, but that was long ago. Then everybody started in to boop-boop-a-doo. They got tired of that, you know. How do you like those guys? Everybody puts in extra notes. I'll overlook it. But the tune for you and me
is that swingy symphony.
Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Oh, what a tune for crooning.
A dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
It's got the whole world spooning.
Eskimo bells up in Iceland
are ringing.
They've made their own paradise land.
Singing.
Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Simply means ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo.
Ink, a dinkity. A dinkadoo, let me hear that choir.
Oh, what a tune for crooning.
Colossio. Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, let me hear that band. Stupendous. Now let me hear the trumpets. That's not a trumpet. That's not a trumpet. A trumpet. Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Simply means ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo.
Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Oh, what a tune for crooning.
That's enough, fellas, I'll take it alone. A dinkity, a dinkadoo. You know, boys, last week I sang for the Sultan of Pasha. And the Sultan offered me his harem of 500 beautiful wives. But I turned them down. Because when I get up every morning, who wants to find 1,000 stockings hanging in the bathroom? Not Durante. A dinkadoo, a dinkadoo. That note was given to me by Bing Crosby. And was he glad to get rid of it? Simply means a dinkadee, a dinkadoo. You've got to start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. Now the way that you shake my hand will tell me how I stand. Now isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong. If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it, Jimmy boy.
Even when things go wrong,
sing it for the hoi polloi.
You feel better, you even look better. Ah, that music, it does something to me. I wish I knew what it was. Last night I was telling Umbriago about my latest concerto called Tony's Pushcart. He said, Tony's Pushcart, how does it go? I said, it doesn't go, you have to push it. I got a million of them, a million of them. Now you know that you can't go wrong.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day. Boys, please, soft, soft, a little more fortissimo. I want to relate a yarn. Turn back the pages of history and what do you see? Madison Square Garden or Odeo. And there I was, interviewing a prize-winning cow. I asked her to tell the radio public how she feels. She said, moo. She's contented. I'm contented, but her husband ain't. So what happens? The bull ups to me. I ups to him, and without any preliminaries, I'm flat on my back. Being a gentleman, I apologized. But the bull's not satisfied. He demands an autopsy. So I grabs him by the tail, and what happens? He flips his tail. I lands on his head. He flips his head. I lands on his tail. He's playing ping pong with me, and I'm losing. Just then, the bull is ready to charge again. I gets an idea. I start singing, south to the border, down Mexico way. And what happens? The bull starts crying. But irregardless, I keeps on singing. This time with the castanets. That's too much for the bull. He collapses. A cheer goes up. I'm saved, and the moral is, you gotta start off each day with a song.
Manny Pacheco here, and I'm taking time to celebrate the man known as the Schnoz. And we're traveling through forgotten Hollywood. What made Durante so endearing were the jokes he would tell during the rendition of a tune and the destruction of the American vernacular. Aside from, "That's my boy that said that. That's moral turpentine. It's a catastrophe," for catastrophe, Jimmy sent such catchphrases as, "Everybody wants to get into the act. I got a million of them and surrounded by assassins," into our everyday language. Here's the pugnacious comedian on Forgotten Hollywood.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, "I love you." On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. always welcome lovers as time goes by. When I was a young man caught in the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears and lure of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. And as time came around, she came. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. When the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Incidentally, September Song was a massive hit from the 1938 musical Knickerbocker Holiday.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. smile. Though your heart is aching, smile. Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile. Through your fear and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying, smile. What's the use of crying? You find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Smile though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by
if you smile. Through your fear and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness.
Smile.
Hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying, smile. What's the use of crying? You find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
You'll find that life's worthwhile
if you just smile.
Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. Smile was created by Charlie Chaplin for the film Modern Times. The studio era was kind to Jimmy Durante with roles in George White's Scandals, You're in the Army Now, The Man Who Came to Dinner, Two Girls and a Sailor, and It Happened in Brooklyn. His reverence to celluloid was not to be denied. Forgotten Hollywood offers up more musical magic from the funny man.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life becomes exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105. Look at all you derive just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart.
The great Durante is today's loving focus on Forgotten Hollywood. His appearances on radio were legendary. He often acted as a summer replacement for Eddie Cantor, and he later teamed with Gary Moore. His friend Frank Sinatra was a personal favorite. But truth be told, he really excelled on Broadway. Live shtick had audiences howling night after night. During a run of Billy Rose's Jumbo, a live elephant followed him around on stage. When asked about it, he replied, "Elephant? What elephant?" It led to the oft-used saying, "the elephant in the room." Only Durante could have gotten away with such engaging merriment. Forgotten Hollywood provides the audio narrative that suggests the love Jimmy had for the spontaneity of Broadway.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You fly down the street on a chance that you meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own.
Hello.
Every tree there sits a bird, singing a song of love. On every tree there sits a bird, and everyone I ever heard could break your heart without a word. singing a song of love. A song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily, hi, Lo. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song. For you have loved and it's so. You sit at the window and watch the rain. Hi, Lily, hi-lo. Tomorrow you'll probably love again. Hi, Lily, hi-lo. Hi, Lily, hi-lo. A song of love is a song of woe. A song of love is a sad song. For you have loved and it's so. You sit at the window and watch the rain. Hi, Lily, hi, Lo. Tomorrow you'll probably love again. Hi, Lily, hi, Lo.
When we return, much, much more Durante. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Here's an on-screen pairing to die for. Sinatra and Jimmy Durante.
What's the matter? You scared?
Well, don't you think I ought to be a little bit? With all this jive stuff around here? Oh, Nick, what chance have I got with a ballad?
All the chance in the world. It doesn't matter what you sing. The important thing is, whatever you sing, it's got to come from the heart. Come with me. It's a good thing I came along. Take Crosby. What made him the singer of the age?
His voice.
That helped, but it was really his heart. And Jolson, what put him over on the stage?
His voice?
You don't understand. It's heart that made them all. It's the difference between the big and the small heart. It doesn't have to be witty or smart, just as long as it comes from the heart. It doesn't have to be classic or rock, just as long as it comes from the heart. Just put more heart into your voice and you'll become the people's choice. Just make up your mind from the start that the song's gotta come from the heart. Why, only last year, the kids asked me to sing at their graduation exercises. I did, but I made a ghastly mistake. I didn't sing from the heart. I sang from the nose.
Well, how did it sound?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet. Just make up your mind from the start that the song's gotta come from the heart. I could use a longer piano. Let's take the world's great love songs. What makes everybody melt when they hear them? Heart. For example, parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres. You see what I mean, Danny? Now try and follow me in this one. Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Epikrasnia.
Epikrasnia.
Kakabluivas.
Kakabluivas?
Yeah. Kakabluivas.
Kaklublujivas, kakbajuzivas, snodjuviljivas, javnje dobrića.
Believe me, that's got heart.
Ej, kraspašol, trojka borza, ja me ja.
Hey! Hey! Don't be afraid, you make a grade. Why, you can sing as good as Bing. That's why I say when you start that the song's gotta come from the heart. Sing it, Danny, make me proud.
Okay, Nick, stand back. It doesn't have to be witty or smart.
Smile.
Long as it comes from the heart.
Keep going.
It doesn't have to be classic or art.
Great.
Long as it comes from the heart.
This is good.
I'll give them that. I'll give them this. I'll strut away.
Boy, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my chart.
They won't need this anymore.
Cause the song's gonna come from the heart.
Don't wait cheap.
On opening nights, your name in lights.
Why, we won't stop till you reach the top.
We'll order our meals a la carte.
That's expensive.
If the song comes from the heart,
we'll be tremendous.
If the song comes from the heart,
they'll holler bravo.
If the song
gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You gotta laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of you, you've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with you, you've got each other's arms. You've got to win. Lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. 'cause there's the two of you. You've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with you, you've got each other's arms. You've gotta win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Television was also good to Jimmy Durante. He was a sometimes host on NBC's The Big Show and Four Star Review. He alternated with Pauly Bergen on Club Oasis. And he had his own variety program called, what else? The Jimmy Durante Show. When he returned to movies, he reprised his Broadway escapades in Jumbo and starred with every top comedian of the day in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. His opening sequence was side-splitting. He set the hijinks in motion by telling Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, Mickey Rooney, Buddy Hackett, and Jonathan Winters that 350,000 smackers was in fictional Santa Rosita Park under the big W. Then he literally kicks the bucket. Forgotten Hollywood waxes nostalgic over the shenanigans.
This week on WNED's Friday Night Movie, The Madcap Adventure of a Lifetime.
It's all this dough, 350 G's. Do you hear what I'm saying? 350 G's. In the park, in Rosita, Rosita Beach State Park. You'll see it. You'll see it under this big W.
So now, there's only one way to figure it, and that is every man for himself.
Boy, are you bugging me, man. I'm getting bugged now. Whoa, man.
It's an all-star cast in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World on WNED's Friday Night Movie.
None of these 10 people have any record at all. And yet we're ready to book them for withholding information, causing accidents, failing to report accidents, reckless driving, theft, at least 3 cases of assault and battery.
never seen anything like this bunch. He ran right into him. He ran him right off the road.
One of Durante's final roles was as the voice of the beloved Frosty the Snowman. This cemented his legacy each year at Christmas time for a whole new generation of television viewers.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. Trains have always been an important part of motion pictures. One of the very first silent black and white films was The Great Train Robbery. As gray and grainy as that picture may have been, viewers were said to jump out of their seats when they saw the engine coming at them on the screen. In 1926, Buster Keaton starred in The General, an epic tale of the Civil War and the train he stole to cut through the South. It was almost a law that you couldn't make a Western without a train. That goes from everything from backlot projects with Roy Rogers to the spaghetti Westerns of Sergio Leone. In fact, his Once Upon a Time in the West was about the building of the railroad through the Western desert. Michael J. Fox took the train over a Western gorge in order to get Back to the Future. We've seen Butch Cassidy try to rob them, and we've seen John Travolta haul nuclear devices on them. Sean Connery rode the Orient Express in From Russia with Love, and then again in Murder on the Orient Express. Connery also played in a sound and color version of The Great Train Robbery. We've seen Frank Sinatra on Von Ryan's Express and Harry Potter on the Hogwarts Express. But the trains served as a background for more than just cowboy and war movies. There was Silver Streak, one of my personal favorites, featured the first combination of the talents of Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. Silver Streak also featured a great score by Henry Mancini in that remarkable ending where the train crashes through the terminal. When Steven Seagal looked for a follow-up to his blockbuster Under Siege, he went for a film that some still call Under Siege on a Train. The classic 50s Super Chief diesel engine was featured in both Godfather 2 and Superman the movie, proving that both Clark Kent and Michael Corleone were more powerful than a locomotive. Back in the 40s, every musical had a train scene, whether the band was headed for Sun Valley or the Holiday Inn. Baseball movies like the one about Lou Gehrig, the pride of the Yankees, spent a lot of time aboard the trains. On the Warner Brothers backlot, there used to sit an old crumbling train station set. In its prime, it served as a background to Barbara Streisand in Hello, Dolly, and I'm told some obscure Fred Astaire film as well. But by the late 70s, it wasn't good for much, except the Bee Gees used it in their iconic Stayin' Alive video. And Manny and Steve, I can't talk about trains without mentioning Alfred Hitchcock. Of course, he gave us Strangers on a Train, which really didn't use the train as much as it did the circus merry-go-round. But he also gave us the amazing on-screen Freudian metaphor of the train going through the tunnel. That was scandalous in its time.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for contributing on this week's Backlot Report. And to producer Steve Guzman, you're fantabulous of the most gargantuan proportion. We conclude by suggesting that Jimmy Durante was simply larger than life. He passed on in Santa Monica in 1980. He received Roman Catholic rites 4 days later with fellow entertainers including Desi Arnaz, Ernest Borgnine, Marty Allen, Jack Carter, among others, in attendance. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I'll see you.
I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much, a word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without him, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness. Women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness.
I'll be back next week. And good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.